So welcome, everybody. This is our weekly Remember to Flourish live guided remembrance call. And the reason we started these was because we discovered that people who were in our programs and were familiar with our work and had learned about the remembrance often told us that later on, when they were no longer involved in the programs that they might have been part of, that they knew the remembrance was a really valuable tool, but they just somehow had difficulty finding the time to do it on a regular basis, to turn it into a regular practice for them, even though they understood the value. So, and that was true for me, that was true for Paul as well. So we said, well, what if we put together a support program of some kind to help people do this? Because there's two things. One, it's more powerful if it's done in community, and two, if there's some sort of regular touch base to remind people and get them into the habit, then it does become a practice over time that fits into your daily routine. So that's why we decided to do this in service of a flourishing world, which we think is possible if we begin to adopt a cooperative advantage philosophy as business people and as human beings, where cooperation instead of competition and the big strong lonely person, which is kind of the American MO, were to be dropped, and cooperation was the way. Because if we have a sense of cooperation, then we have a sense of abundance, and we have a sense of possibility, and we have a sense of oneness and unity, and that's going to drive innovative change, and that's going to engage more people in working better at work and having deeper relationships in the rest of their lives. And when all that's in place, then the world is just a better place, and we could have a flourishing world where every living system thrives. So that's why we do this. And so for those of you that are new to this, the thing I like to do is start off with a short teaching, and then we'll dive into going deep into remembrance. So tonight I chose kind of something practical. Is people often ask us, well, how do I use this practice of remembrance? Because, I just don't have time to sit down for half an hour every day and spend time in this. I've got little snippets of time. But what we're going to do tonight is like filling the gas tank. And so we're putting a deposit into the bank, into your spiritual bank that you can call on later when you need it. So that's one way to do this. It's to sit for some extended period of time, 15, 20, 30 minutes. Sometimes people do it for an hour, and they just go deep and they begin to transform inside. But there are other practical applications. While you are driving, Julia, you can do this. You don't want to do it with your eyes closed, but you can take some time to just repeat that word or phrase while you're noticing your breathing, and it will begin to calm you down. So if we're anxious, if we're hyped up, if we're afraid, or angry, the remembrance can be a really good tool to drop us down into a deeper place that's way calmer than our emotional state at the time. So that's one really practical application. So if you're agitated, try the remembrance, even if repeating it to yourself 10 times while you're sitting in the situation you're in. It might be a conference or a meeting that you're in that's driving you nuts. It might be driving your car and seeing those people out there doing things that they do on the road. And all those kinds of things that get us kind of hyped up. So you can just repeat your word or phrase, several times, and you'll begin to notice a difference. It will begin to take the edge off that amped upness. Another way to use it is when you're preparing for something that's really, really important, and you want to make sure that you're designing your conversation. Let's say I'll take an example of a difficult conversation you need to have with somebody. It's difficult because somehow you're uncomfortable having that conversation. It might be in a work setting. It might be a corrective action conversation in a a relationship outside of work. It might just be something going on. There's some sort of separateness going on in your relationship with someone, and you would really like to get perspective and understand it more and understand, you know, where they're coming from and where you're coming from, and spend some time preparing for that conversation so you show up as your best self. So it's really good to take time, you know, 15 or 20 minutes just to sit with the situation, take it inside, and see what perspectives might open up that you can't see when you're in a state of anxiety over it. Another application would be, you know, your day is really, really busy, and you're going from one meeting to another meeting or one activity to another activity, and it just seems like you're scattered. Your mind is flying in 16 different directions. Even while you're walking around, going from one place to another place, in a building, from one meeting to another meeting, if you use that time you're walking to notice your breath and bring the remembrance in, it can really help you dissipate that scattered feeling and become feeling more whole again. So when you walk into the next meeting, you're more centered and you're more in a state of balance. So those are some practical applications for the remembrance. It's for any time, anywhere, 24/7, 365. It works 100% of the time, even if it doesn't seem like it is, an effect. And the more we practice it, then the more we'll tune into the subtleties of how it's helping us. So hopefully that'll be helpful for people that are on the call tonight or listening in later. So let's try it out. Let's fill the tank. So wherever you are, notice your state of being right now. So feel your physical body. If you're sitting and you're not driving your car, you can feel your feet on the floor and notice the energy of the earth as it's coming up into your body through your feet. And if you're sitting, notice your rear end in the seat and your connection to the earth through that seat. And you'll notice that there's different, if you tune in, you'll notice that there's different kind of experiences of the energy that flows within us in different parts of our body. So notice how it feels on the bottom of your feet. Notice how that, if you scan upward, up your legs, how it's different in different parts of your leg, your lower leg, your upper legs. And as you're noticing, you may notice that you're tight, that you were unaware of before, and you can just allow that area to relax. It's just a matter of letting go. And this is part of dropping in. We always start where we are. There is no particular state of being you need it to be in to do the remembrance. You can be in any kind of state, agitated or calm or anywhere in between. But it's good to know what that starting point is, and that's where we always start with a check-in. So notice again the energy in your body, scanning upward, your lower belly and your lower back, solar plexus, middle back, your chest, your upper back and shoulders. And again, as you're noticing, if there are places that are tight that you're holding, when you notice, you can just allow them to relax. And that's part of getting ready. So notice the back of your neck. A lot of people hold tension, I'm one of them, in my shoulders and neck. And I often don't realize I'm doing it, but just now I noticed and I was able to relax a little bit. Notice your throat. A lot of people hold tension there, or they have a, you know, something that they're holding back that they want to express and they haven't, and that energy can get blocked in their throat. So if you notice as you're scanning that there seems to be a little tightness there, then you can just allow it to open. So keep moving up and notice your face, your chin, your mouth, your nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, the forehead. And it's just a process of noticing and relaxing and checking in. There's no agenda other than to notice. And you may have areas that you've noticed are tight and for some reason, or they're kind of bubbling, or there's some activity. And even though you concentrate, they're not relaxing yet. Don't worry. You'll have an opportunity to bring some remembrance into those later. Okay, good. So now you have a sense of your physical state. So what is your emotional state right now? Just notice. Are you feeling calm? Or are you feeling a little annoyed? Are you feeling maybe some anxiety? Maybe you had a tough day and you've got a little sadness, a little depression, a little kind of just feeling out of sorts, a little blothy. Maybe you're tired, and that's both an emotional and a physical state. So just notice. Again, we're just getting our starting point. And then finally, before we drop inside, let's check our mental activity. So it's not the content in your mind, it's the activity level. So how active is your mind right now? And just notice. So now bring your attention to your breath. Many, many meditative practices focus on the breath. It allows us to get out of our head. It gives us one of those activities that happen involuntarily in our body. We don't have to do anything for our breathing to work. But it's miraculous that it works that way and it keeps us alive. So let's tune into our breath. So just inhale and notice. And exhale. And as you inhale again, notice how that feels inside. And exhale and let go. And let's try a series of three box breaths. So inhale to a count of four. And hold to a count of four. And exhale to a count of four. And hold for four. And do that two more times. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. And one more time. Excellent. And that hopefully brought you more inside into a little deeper state. So bring your attention now into your heart. And when I say heart, I'm talking about not the muscle in your chest, but the metaphysical heart, the spiritual heart inside. But if you want to locate it, which is helpful, imagine that you're inside your chest about midway down your sternum, and a couple inches deep. And just see, sense what it's like in there. Does your heart have a temperature? Does it feel warmer or cooler? Does it have a size? Is there a shape? Is there a color or shades of gray, of lightness or darkness? And does it have a weight? Talk about a heavy heart. And when we're carrying things that are burdensome, our heart can feel heavy, physically heavy. But just notice the state of your heart right now. And sometimes we'll talk about seeing with the eyes of your heart. So if your heart had eyes, where is it looking? Looking out, looking in, up, down, to the right, to the left. Just notice this is all just information. This is just all noticing where you are. And now begin to add your remembrance word or phrase that symbolizes the source of everything that you need, that is always accessible, it's always available to you. And just start adding that word or phrase into your heart as you let go and you allow yourself to open, no effort required. Breathing easily and repeating. Quite common and normal for people to pop up into their head while they're doing this. The mind is a very masterful distractor. So if you notice you're in your mind or you're having difficulty dropping, you know, further down, you can just let go. Just bring your attention back inside and actually just drop in. Let go. And keep remembering. And with each repetition, you can just follow your word or phrase deeper. This is the practice of filling up with all the goodness and support and help that you need. And you can actually ask for specific support. So today is a day where you need some compassion. You can ask for compassion. you need strength, you can ask for strength. If you're feeling scattered and out of sorts, you can ask for peace. If you have something you're worried about, that you're nervous about, you can ask for courage to face it. So whatever you need, it's always available. You just ask and remember, and then just notice how, and this can be very subtle, so you want to trust whatever is going on. How are you being supported right now in this very moment? So keep going, you're doing great. Continue to open and receive. Sometimes it seems like nothing's happening. So notice that. Notice what it's like when nothing's happening, and pay attention. Okay, now let's take a look at your state of being compared to when you started. So just notice, you know, how your body feels now. If you had any areas of tightness or constriction, how do they feel now? What's your emotional state? Does the activity in your mind feel different? And how open does your heart seem right now? Okay, we've only got about a minute left, so when you're ready, you can allow yourself to come back. The world you were in when we started. And if you had your eyes closed, you can open them. Now we've got a minute or two for any questions or comments. And if not, if you're still awake and not dozing peacefully, thanks very much for joining tonight. The recording of this call later, probably not this time, another appointment tonight. So I probably won't get it out till the morning. But I appreciate you taking the time to fill your tank and your bank account tonight with me.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks, Dan.
Have a flourishing evening.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
Okay. You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.